ride, moving slow like a creep. Shirt in the breeze like I'm sailing, and I walk in my sleep, I can't help this. When's the last time I asked for some help that I couldn't get from nobody else yet? I couldn't get from nobody else. When's the last time I asked for some help that I couldn't get from nobody else yet? Nobody. I don't get weak in the knees, honey spread out like a fan. Perfect like some Gucci sand. Open the sky, get a handful. Torso marked up like a vandal. How you not fucking with cash? God give you what you can handle. Give you what you can handle. I got the grip like a handle. And I'm biking with me and my Daniel. AD's got the angels, TV's got the angels. I'm breaking. God. Biking, I'm biking, I'm biking slow mo. Maybe the four will excite in a smoke. I'm cold when the temperatures dip below 70. How can I be burr around LA coast? The diamonds is plural, the Tiffany brooch. On my,
you know why? Because your puff. Maximum security prison is a whole nother world. It's scary. First time in, you should be scared to death. People get raped, people get beaten, people get stabbed, people get murdered, people get tortured daily. So when I got there, I was scared. They called me down to the unit team. Nice caseworker sat me down and said, hey, you can go get your GED. You're going to have to drive a forklift. You can do all this other stuff and you can make your time work for you. So at 1 o'clock, I'm lining up to go to school. And Dominic and the guys pulled up and like, where you going? We're going to the yard. I'm going to school. I'm about to get my GED, my forklift degree. And they're like, oh, you got the white lady story. What are you talking about? He said, you see them guys over there? They're going to come beat it out of you. You know why? Because you're a loner. You see the CO? He's going to have no respect for you. You know why? Because you're a loner. You can go with the caseworker who's not going to help you. You can come roll with us, and we're going to hold you down and make sure you're safe. I took that little handbook, flipped it in the trash, grabbed me a knife, and I went out to the yard. I didn't look back. If you put me back in that same unit at the same time, even with all the skills I have now, I'd have signed up. Because you can't beat the mob, whether it's white, black, or Spanish. One man can't beat 20. I don't care how good you fight. Look.
Puff and Jay sit there, and I go, look, man, I want to do the Puff deal.
I didn't even realize my mic was off. I was talking. I agree with almost everything that dude said, except for you can't beat 20. One person can't beat 20 people. Now I know it was just he was just talking, but you know, I gotta call BS on that. And the reason why I gotta call BS on that is because I personally seen. Personally, and I'm pretty sure I told this story before, I personally seen one person beat at least 20 people up at once. I seen it with my own eyes. I was there. With a sprinkle of few. Like, if it's a fair fight, one person can beat 20 people. And for the people that didn't hear that story, it's not even a crazy story, nothing like that. Where I used to live at, there used to be this fast food restaurant up the street. And one night, I think somebody might have called me for a sale or something. I forget while I was out, but I think it was like 10:50, 11 o'clock. So I'm walking down the street. While I'm walking down the street, I got to get past the fast food spot to get to the crib, right? So all of a sudden, I just hear this whole bunch of noise. Now, if you ask anybody about me, for the most part, I am a loner. Like, I'm more so by myself. My niggas or something coming, that's cool. But for the most part, I'm usually dolo. Even back then, you know what I'm saying? Like, even back then, you know, people was around. You can't really stop that. But I was more so, when I do my shit, I move by myself. So I'm by myself. And it's at least 20 dudes and at least about 4 or 5 chicks. Bare minimum. And they just start yelling. And I can't quite remember if this was the time where McDonald's was doing 24-hour drive-thru. Or they just started to do it. I'm not quite, I can't remember. Or maybe that's been around for a long time, but maybe just not at this place. It was either that they would the boy wouldn't serve them through the drive-thru because they didn't have a car. Or was that it was 10:50, 10:55, and he didn't let them in the store. And it was like, yo, it's not even 11 o'clock. Like, it's not even time for closing yet. And you telling us we can't come in. It was one of the two. Either one, they wasn't fucking with homie about that shit. So, the crazy thing is the boy could have called the cops. Could have called them, could have stayed in there. And he didn't. They yelling, they're like, yo, nigga, we know the shit about to close. We gonna be out here waiting for you. That's what they was yelling. The boy didn't seem scared. I'm pretty sure he was nervous because he was standing at the door for a minute and didn't really move. But then he must have was just like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? He must have just said, fuck it. Because after he realized it and said, fuck it, that nigga opened up that fucking door and was like, what's up? He was like, "What?" I forget what he said. He was saying something. But they yelling. And they start squaring up one by one. And it was one by one for like a second. The first bull. Because once the bull like showed bravery, a lot of them dudes wasn't really even trying to go in on him like that. You know what I'm saying? So he said, what's up? And the first bull squared up with him. He hit him. Boom, boom. Two-piece. Two-piece, no biscuit, nigga. He boom, poof, got him. And then the rest just started. It was literally, like, if you was trying to explain to me a domino effect, then I would have been like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So he hit the ball twice, poop, poop. And he hit the ball in the stomach, too. He lost all his air, bro. He's like, he hit the ball in his stomach, bro, and the ball lost his air, bro. I don't know what the fuck happened. I just remember him hitting the ball. And then he just started going in on him, pop, pop, and then they jumped on him. They finally got this nigga. They jumped on him, and he was like, no, fuck that, dog. The chick started swinging and everything, throwing shit, and he whooped all they asses, bro. I don't know. Holy shit, bro. Like, that boy had to be in a situation because it was nobody outside. It was just me. Around this time, when the fast food spot closed, the shit is dead. It's nothing there. Like, it's one of those busy streets. It's one of those busy downtown areas where it's like a market area where it's like once it closed down, there's really no reason to be around there because there's really nothing there. You know, there's no Chinese spot. That's up the street some. Like, so it's really no reason to be there. Unless you're working and leaving, like, and closing the shop wherever you work at. So that's so it was nobody out there. And this boy just went and he beat up every single last one of them, the chicks, all of them. He beat all of them up. I never seen since then and now, since before then and since then, I have never seen nothing like that in my life, bro. One bull beat up all those motherfuckers, bro. I never seen it before, and I'm not over exaggerating. They was on this nigga back, nigga. They was on this nigga back, and he was just hitting him. He just never stopped swinging. I don't know if he got tired. And the whole time I'm in my head, like, I hope this nigga don't think I'm with these niggas, bro. I was like, I hope he don't think I'm with them. But he looked at me and just kept it moving. He looked at me, kept it moving. I was just standing there. I was like, what I'm saying is it had to be a weird thing where he went back to tell that story. And they was like, nigga, we don't believe you. Because the cameras wasn't even popping yet. So they was like, he was probably going through the shit like, yo, I just beat up 20 dudes, bro. 15 minimum. I beat up 20 dudes. And I'm pretty sure nobody believed him, bro. I'm pretty sure nobody believed him. And the chick was picking up her dude and shit. I don't know. Maybe it was her friend, but it was like two chicks that was holding the dudes and shit. I'm guessing that they was their girlfriends. I can only imagine that conversation, bro. I can only admit, they probably looked at each other like, yo, we let one dude that worked at a fast food restaurant. I wish I still knew dude, bro. I really do. I really do wish I knew that boy still to this day. Because that's the type of motherfucker you want with you, bro. Like, at any cause, like anything, not just fighting. Like, you want somebody like that with you, bro. Not for the fighting, because you know somebody that has the strength and the ability to go all out like that. Even though it had to be shown in a bad light, as far as like fighting and probably risking a life, because any one of them niggas could have had guns. Like, he risked his life to do that shit, bro. Now, was it just like my back against the wall type shit? I just got to do what I got to do. Or was it, you know what? Fuck these niggas. Like, I'm going to go out. I'm going to go out. I think somebody like that can be, you know, you can mold them into being like great. You know, I know it sounds crazy, but it's like, no, I really do believe that. This Kanye West thing, obviously, this Kyrie Irving thing. There's a new word that everybody's saying now. It's fucking anti-Semitic. Every year is a new fucking word people find a way to use. Whether it's good or bad, it's always some fucking word. And I didn't even know what anti-Semitic meant. But then I looked it up because I'm pretty sure everybody that's out there keeps saying anti-Semitic didn't know what the fuck it meant. And none of them looked it up. It's hostile and or prejudice towards Jewish people. That's quite literally the definition that Google gives you. Literally word for word. And I just started thinking in my head, man, that I don't know what the fuck is going on. And as much as I try to sit here and try to actually explain it to myself or actually figure it out to myself, the harder it gets to understand. And I lose my train of thought trying to figure it out. Because it's like everybody, you know, see, I'm not even trying to, like, put, like, a whole dissertation about this shit. I just really want to be like, yo, what the fuck is going on, bro? This Kanye West shit. I don't fucking know, bro. And it was a bunch of people that were saying, yo, he doing this on purpose to get out of his contracts. But I'm like, yo, you have offended Jewish people to the point where black people are canceling you. That's crazy. You have offended Jewish people to the point where the Skechers people, like, when the last time you heard about some fucking Skechers type shit, for them to turn you away. And now I'm hearing, like, he was, like, 40%. He was, like, 40% of the Adidas income. A multi-billion dollar company. And Skechers don't want to fuck with you? Look, man, I don't know what the fuck is going on with dude. I don't know if he has this major fucking plan. But right now, it isn't working. Maybe in a year or two, it will. I was hearing something about Adidas can't drop him because of things that he said. It must be like a contract he wrote or some type of deal he made where it's like, no matter what, you still have to sign these shoes. Like you still have to sell these shoes. Man, I don't know, bro. But for the fact that they don't even want to. It's not even. Okay. I can see the major plan being a major plan if he's just trying to get out of his Def Jam deal because they own all his publishing and all his fucking mastering and shit. I can see him trying to get out of that and maybe having to do some shit like this, like crazy. I understand you're Kanye West. You have a bare minimum. His music catalog has to be worth a few couple hundred million. So I can see you wanting to get that back. Because at this point, you don't have to sell it. You could be, Ye can be independent and his music going to sell. He doesn't need the independent push anymore. He's already set Hall of Famer type shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why like Jay-Z can own his shit. Like it doesn't really change anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, the money that comes in from it is the money that's going to come in from it regardless of who you with. So I can see you wanting that couple hundred million dollars a year to come through. But that's not where it stopped. Everybody canceled him. Foot Locker not selling his shoes anymore. Or they pulled them or something. Now that's crazy. Cause I remember him going from, dog, I know what I want. I know the idea. I'm pretty sure he has the power to put his shit in Foot Locker if he wanted to. But he was like, no, I want a big time distributor to help me lower these costs on this material for this shit that I have to make. The problem is not me being able to do it. I can do it. And that's what he was trying to tell Sway. I can do it. But he wanted these relationships with these companies. He wanted these relationships with these companies. He wanted these relationships with these leaders of these fucking Fortune 500 companies, right? So for him, for his mega plan to be, to say one thing and ruin all of that, maybe it was, but then again, maybe he just bit off more than he can fucking chew and didn't think it was going to take a turn like that. Because that's what they were saying about Colin Kaepernick. They was like, Colin Kaepernick, he was doing what he was doing not because of he thought it was going to bring as much attention as it did, but because he was trying to stand up for something. It just so happened it basically ended his career. And that's kind of where I think Ye is at. Ye is like, I know this shit is going to make waves. The problem is it used to just make waves and be done. Be like, all right, yeah, it's just on another one of his rants. Not this time. It was, he said something, and I don't think he realized how far he was going. And there you go. From 1 minute to the next, gone. The problem with Kanye West, he's trying to play both sides of the fucking field. He's trying to play for both teams. That's his problem. He's trying to be on the fucking Philadelphia Eagles and on the fucking Cowboys at the same time and try to play against him. It's almost impossible. Because every time he speak, he sounded like he's for the Trumps and all that, supporting them and all that. But then he would say, they're trying to hold me back like Emmett Till, or they trying to stop me from growing like my knee on, now I see how it is with my a knee on my neck and I can't breathe. This nigga is tripping. There's no more two ways about it. The nigga is crazy, bro. And he need a little, you know what? I'll take that back. Because crazy is subjective. I could think you're crazy, the next person don't have it. So that's not a, you know. I'll take that back. He ain't crazy. He whatever he's deciding he want to be. But it doesn't look right to me. This doesn't look like somebody who's had it, who got it figured out. This look like somebody that's slowly breaking down inch by inch. Because he's playing for both sides of the, he's playing for both teams. Nigga, either stay a nigga or be black or rock out with the black plight. Stand up for black problems. If not, go over there. And people are like, but dog, a motherfucker can support both sides. We don't have to agree all the time, but I can support you being good and support. Yeah, that's true. But the problem is, that's not Ye's problem. Ye's problem is that he's standing on disrespectful shit to the black folk. He's standing on disrespectful shit. He's saying disrespectful shit. You can be for both and don't have to disrespect nobody. But everybody is choosing sides today. Everybody's choosing sides. Everybody's choosing which way they want to go. Nobody is just genuine being who they are anymore. I trolled my shorty because last week we did a pod. I didn't post it. But we did do like a 2-hour pod. It got a little aggressive, so I didn't put it on because I felt like it was a bad. So I just felt like it wasn't good, you know, good for the pod. So that's why I didn't post it. But don't get it twisted. We've done a 2.5-hour podcast. I just didn't post it. And yeah, the point I was saying that was, I had said something in that podcast. I lost my train of thought, actually. But I was saying something in that podcast, and I was like, yo, let me start over, because I lost my train of thought. He's losing his, I don't want to say reality, but he's losing something. And, you know, I don't know what it is. I just don't get how a motherfucker can go from being Kanye West to being this guy, bro. I don't know how Kanye West can go from being Kanye West to being this guy, bro. And he's never wrong. And he's always trying to over-explain himself. He don't take no advice. Don't listen to nobody. I don't know what's going on with the dude, but there's something going on with the dude, bro. I don't know. It's just a weird way things are shaping up. It's just, you know, can't really explain it. I'm going to take my time with y'all today. You know, I don't know how long I'm going to be on for, but I'm going to take my time, and I'm not going to rush these words. I'm not going to stumble over my sentences or nothing like that. I'm going to start breathing in between my takes. I'm going to start, you know, just, you know, speaking to you guys, you know. Because I was just listening and I was just listening to this shit, and I'm like, anti-Semitic, that must be like the new word of the year, bro. Last couple years it was COVID and, you know, vaccination, you know, and now it's anti-Semitic. It's the new fucking word. And I had to look it up because I'm like, I don't know. I hear people keep talking about this shit. So I just looked it up and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck, man. I don't know what's going on with this sensitive shit. I don't know what's going on with any other shit. No more. It's like everybody's just jumping into some shit. It's like, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to get too deep into that. Yeah, but it's like, it's weird. It's like ever since black people finally got like this chance to like get their reparations and shit. It's like now everybody want to jump in on this shit. It's like everything is offending everybody now. Whatever happened to being able to talk shit to somebody? You know what I'm saying? To play the dozens. You know, I think it was much safer then. You know, obviously you're going to have some people who. But what the crazy thing about it is all these shootings, all these school, like you would think that it would be itching to be a little better, not. You know, not the way it's going. And I don't get, you know, know, the guy who supposedly killed JFK, he was saying that he was a patsy. He was saying that the government was just using him to do this shit. And like, they was like, yo, either you do this or you die. But either way, you were going to die anyway. So he was saying, yo, I'm a patsy. I'm just a puppet. I'm the guy that they put and made seem like I'm the head of this whole master plan. When in all naturality, they all wanted JFK killed. Which is true. It's not even a fucking conspiracy anymore. So, it is possible that they still have those. When the riots was happening over George Floyd, they said that they were seeing people put bricks, newly wrapped cement bricks, and putting them in the corner for people to throw them shits. You know? Or put in a fucking a big-ass truck of sneakers and shit in the fucking hood type shit. And like, whoever takes something out of it, yeah, we might not get you now, we'll get you later, because we got cameras all over this shit. Like, or like the dude who said he got locked up because he was going to buy missiles and shit like that. But the whole time, he didn't have a plan. The dude, he said a dude came to him. They got this shit on video. A dude, it was some dude, and he met this guy, and he kept telling him, like, yo, let's buy missiles, let's buy this, let's buy that. The dude finally went to go buy it, and he get locked up. I'm like, wait, isn't that kind of like entrapment type shit? So what I'm saying, there are puppets. There's things, whether you know where it's exactly coming from, or is it coming from a big conglomerate, whatever it is. There are puppets till this day that's still out there that will get you set up. Or, so what I'm saying is, I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm all over the place. So what I'm saying is, you got to be careful with who you listen to and where you get your information from at all times. Because you got to understand, and it's this guy that I know that's called, his name is Eddie Bravo. And he's like, look, I'm old enough to have known all this shit that these new kids are just reading about. And I know their information now because I'm here. I've been here. He said, the government has been lying to me my whole fucking life. And he was like, and this is how he summed it up. He said, if there's an FBI agent, he said, if you're an FBI agent, right, and you know that this guy is a liar, like, you know this guy is a known liar, he's a professional liar. If you're an FBI agent and you go to him knowing that he's a professional liar, would you believe him? Like, what do you think he gives the benefit of the doubt anymore when you know, like, this guy's a professional? He's like, no, you wouldn't. So that's how I treat the government. Unless I can see actual proof of what you're saying and how you're saying it. And then they always had the excuse, because y'all understand it was like FBI, the CIA, Secret Service. Nobody's ever fucking connected to anything. You see what I'm saying? So you could say, damn, the government did this, but because they did, I think it was called Operation Paperclip, I think, about Castro and the Cubans and all that. Might have been the wrong operation, but you got Operation Pizzagate, Operation Paperclip, where they were supposed to do something. You just got to, like, really get into this and how our government, if you live over here, has been working since the beginning of time. And I'm on some shit like, I don't know, man. I know I'm just talking to y'all. I'm just having like a regular conversation. I know I'm bouncing over and shit to different topics and shit, but I'm like, I'm trying to stay I'm bouncing around, but trying to stay into my little circles that I got, you know? Dwayne Wade's ex-wife said that he is financially trying to gain from his son. No, let me read what she said. Dwayne Wade's ex-wife reportedly accuses him of exploiting Zaya Wade for financial gain. Let me tell you something. And I'm going to be 100 real with you. There's nothing wrong with being gay. I have no issues if that's what you are. I have no problem. Everything that I'm talking about right now, it's just what it is. Don't take it personal because I'm not coming at it personally. So don't hold no feelings to it if you are gay, bi, or whichever you decide you want to be. No man, no heterosexual man wants to hear his son say, I'm gay. The daughter may be old school, but today your daughter's gay. Do you really think about it like that? Is it really that big of a deal? Maybe to most folk. But no man wants to hear his son say, Dad, I'm gay. Especially an alpha male like Dwayne Wade, who's 6'6" and had to get in the league the hard way and came in the league when it was still like bumping and grinding and shit like that. What's even harder is that not only is your son gay, he wants to be a female. He is identifying as that. And she gonna sit here and say that this man is exploiting this kid for money. First of all, I don't think Dwayne Wade is hurting for money. And even if he was, Shaquille O'Neal ain't going to let none of his old teammates starve, especially if they come to him. LeBron James, they know too many. He know too many people with too much money. He fine. But I got to congratulate Dwayne Wade, bro. And I don't think a lot of people do. I don't think a lot of people did. They was just like, you know, they looked at the story and was like, yo, we happy for the child and everything. But he supported his child, bro. Most men ain't doing that shit, bro. He supported his child to not just be gay, but to turn into a whole female. You know the type of strength you have to have to wrap your mind around something like where you already know Dwayne Wade's father and most of these guys' fathers, especially if you pushing 30 and up. They wasn't letting you rock out like that. They wasn't. Not too many years ago, they would kill you for being that way. They would murder you. It was a law. It was a sin. So for Dwayne Wade to hold his child down like he was supposed to, he didn't bat an eye in front of the fucking media, which I don't think he was really in front of the media. He did some shows on NBA TNT, but he played the hand well. And he did it great. For you to say he's exploiting somebody for it, I think that's wrong. And I just think that's another, another case of somebody having their opinion about some shit. I keep telling my shorty, bro, like, yeah, everybody technically has an opinion, but do everybody deserve an opinion? Like, you might be able to say something, but nigga, shut the fuck up, dog. You don't have a fucking opinion on nothing. The problem is everybody got an opinion, so everybody feel like they on each other level. Everybody think they equal, and that's not how it works. That's not how it works. So that's why we having this this is a percentage of why we having this balancing act, and we trying to figure it out. And we don't really know because everybody got in a fucking opinion, even stupid people. When that's not the fucking case, and it shouldn't be like that. You raise up in my. Yo, You want to go in the fucking refrigerator? Yo, you want to do... Yo, you got to ask. Yo, you want to speak? Wait till I get off the fucking phone. You see me on the phone, you be quiet until I get off this thing. Yo, look, you see two adults talking? You say, excuse me. If it's an emergency, you say, excuse me. Or you wait. Or you raise your motherfucking hand and wait until I fucking call on you, nigga. This is your parents. This ain't even... There's consequences that come with minding other people's business and saying some shit. There's consequences, especially if you can't hold your own. There's consequences that come with you having an opinion about somebody else's shit. I know that's the way of the world. I tell my kids, I know this is the way of the world, but you mind your fucking business. Because I know what you don't know. That even though everybody has an opinion, everybody can talk about everybody else. Nigga, if you not about that, if a nigga pull up on you or a chick pull up on you over some shit that you said that you didn't have no business saying, if you can't handle it, that's your problem. So just mind your fucking business. You see something, you keep it pushing. Mind your business. Stay out of all that shit. There's certain things that I'll let rock out because I understand this is a new generation. I understand I have kids and I understand they're being taught and teached a different way. And yes, I'm not going to just full blown take away all the teachings because there's some things in there that I'm sure is helping. Like, that's good. But there's some things that I'm not finna do. You're not finna be sensitive over every little thing. We're not finna have that. If you're in the wrong and you know you in the wrong, then you be motherfucking wrong and fix it. If you doing something that's not right, then you fix it. There ain't no going back and forth. It's time to get in the shower. I don't want to hear what you think you got to do. Get your ass in the shower. Is it an emergency? Well, then get your ass in the shower. Are you dying of hunger or thirst? What is it? No. Get your, well, then what we talking about? Everybody is just out there that there's no, nobody think that there's a fucking consequence to anything. So I'm actually happy with what's happening to Kanye West. I'm happy. Because the same thing happened to Dame Dash. It's no different. The only difference is his was, I can't even say it's on a bigger stage. It's just his, I can't even say that because Dame Dash was in the fashion too. So this is the 101. If he wanted to know if Kanye West wanted to know how to ruin a lot of his shit, all he had to do was ask Dame Dash. That's all he had to do. And he would have realized, oh shit, you exactly right. Because yeah, you have, when you in these places and stuff, you don't have to like these motherfuckers and you don't even have to act like you like them. But you don't disrespect them. You don't talk to them crazy. And that's in those fucking videos of Dame Dash, all he ever did was talk to people crazy, bro. Whether he was right or not, all he ever did was talk to people fucking crazy, bro. And niggas just started parting ways from him. Now he don't have a connect. He can't connect to nothing. He keep talking about, I got this, I got that. And he's probably doing well. But if you put your, it's very hard when you put yourself in a box like that and you can't move out because you lost all bridges to everything. That's what Kanye West is slowly starting. That's why, let him get his shit. Let him get his shit off. Don't be asking Nori stop this shit. I'm pretty sure he tried to go to the Breakfast Club. They not fucking with him. He going on all these little fucking shows that nobody even really know about like that. And just talking. Losing how he fucking got here in the fucking first place. Losing the fact that it's that relationship, it's that drive to be great. That's what got you here, bro. You're not driving to be great anymore. You're driving to be controversial and just be out there for no reason. Like, you're just out there for no reason. You don't have a real point on why you're out there. And you're not really inspired to do this shit that you're doing. Maybe the fashion. Maybe that's not even inspiring to him no more. I don't know. But this shit that he doing down his politics, this is not something that I think Ye is inspired to do, to aspiring and to be. I don't think that's what the case. I don't think that's what this case is, and that's why it's coming off so bad, like it was. And it's hard for him to press through that ceiling, because I don't think that's why he was able to do the fashion, able to do the music. He's finally running into something that he's having a hard time with, politics, and being and everything being playing both sides of the fence. Yeah, he's having a hard time when you realize that shit take a lot of schooling and some work, unless you got unless you're fucking Donald Trump and you just, you know. I don't know. I don't think Donald Trump was ever trying to, you know, spoon feed blacks. He had an agenda and he stuck with it. The thing is, Ye, he has an agenda, but he don't know which side he want to play on. Nigga, find a side, you fucking stay there. And I'm happy this shit is happening to him. I really do, bro. You need consequences for shit, bro. You need consequences, bro. Shit happens when shit happens, bro. Just walking around here saying any old fucking thing is like, oh yeah, I'm fine. No, take that nigga shit away, bro. He's fine. He's still rich. He's still gonna be okay. But nah, dog. Fuck that, bro. He black or no black, bro. You can't just be out here being blatantly disrespectful like that, bro. And then be like, okay, it's all good. Nah, man. That's not good, bro. That's setting a bad precedent for everybody. Especially niggas, because even though it's like Yay saying fuck niggas type shit, they still look at you like a nigga, bro. Remember what you said? Even though you got a Benz, you still a nigga in a coupe, nigga. Remember that? Even though you put that Make America Great Again on your head, nigga, you're still black. Remember that? Still black. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay, nigga, you're going to find out just as quick. And the crazy thing about it is you're going to find out even quicker than OJ ever did. Because the social media, they can block all your shit. And that's what they're doing. You couldn't hear Kanye West say anything right now if you wanted to, bro. When the last time you heard Ye? You don't think he wanted to be heard? You just can't hear him because they took him off all your shit. Instagram, he gone. Twitter, he might still be blocked. I'm not sure. Maybe he got it back. I don't know. They took all his deals, his Def Jam, they pulling niggas, this company is pulling his music. You couldn't hear Ye say anything right now. Just not an interview in the world. But let him go do an interview right now. Let's see if we hear about it. That nigga apologized, and I barely heard that shit. They said he apologized to the fucking the Jewish community. I couldn't hear it. I could not hear either. At least you would, like, when a motherfucker apologized, you hear it, and you could be like, man, that nigga don't mean that shit. He just saying that because, dog, people been saying he apologized, and I have not heard it. You get what I'm trying to say? They are silencing that nigga, man, for right or for wrong. I don't give a fuck. That's the problem. Too many motherfuckers giving a fuck. I don't care. He deserved whatever he gonna get, bro. Because this is how he do. He played both sides of the field. And I was with Ye at first. I truly was. Because I'm like, yo. He stood up for me when I wasn't even able to. Bush don't like black people. They not helping them down there in Katrina. Like, he opened my eyes to a lot of shit. And it's heartbreaking that it's like, yo, Kanye fucking West. Yo, Kanye West could have stopped that. Kanye West could have stopped that fucking... What was the last album? You got 808s and the Heartbreaks. You got, what you got? Kanye West could have stopped that fucking Life of Pablo, bro. Donda was a good album, bro. I'm being real with you. It really was. I really enjoyed it. Because I like that church choir shit with the rap. So, like, I just like that shit, bro. I really do just like that opera. With the bass, like the 808 breaks in the back. Like, I like beats and music like that. So Donda was good, bro. But I don't know what this motherfucker's trying to prove. And he keeps saying he's proving, like, look, they still trying to silence me. I'm like, yo, yay. How? They say you worth $10 billion. Who are trying to silence you, yay? You ever see that movie Goodfellas? And my God, I love Goodfellas. You ever see the movie Goodfellas when the moment he was like, the dude was just high off of cocaine. He was just high. And it was this moment in the movie where he telling everybody, dog, there's this helicopter following me, bro. Like, this is helicopter following me, bro. And the dude going there like, helicopters. He said, you want to see helicopters? Here, take this. Like, they joking with him because he's like, yo, I know there's this helicopter following me, but nobody won't listen. The only difference with Ye is, Ye doesn't have a helicopter following him. Ye wants to have the helicopter following him. The problem is, the helicopter don't want to follow him anymore. And he's not realizing that it's not him anymore. He's not him anymore. He's Kanye West. And he's realizing that no matter how dope you are, no matter how great you are, dog, if you stay in it long enough, you become the villain. If you, man, I like I said, bro, he want the helicopters, but they're not there anymore. Those nights, him alone by himself in the silence, that's what's the problem with Ye. He already, from the beginning, you seen it on that documentary. He changed since then. Kuda Love, Kuda Brown, or whatever I think his name is. He said, yo, the nigga changed on me. He was switching up. He said, I seen it then. He was switching up then. Yay, they don't want to, the helicopters don't want to follow you no more, my nigga. They used to. You used to be that guy. You used to be that guy. Not anymore, bro. Not anymore. I just found out that there's two black. I found out that Kanye West wanted to sell those White Lies t-shirts. And look at this. Not even, let's see. 33 minutes ago. When did I take this? 252. So about an hour ago this came out. It says, taking ownership of the trademark for the phrase White Lives Matter was a difficult decision for the hosts. They said, but they agreed to do it once it was clear that someone stood to gain significant profit from it. Because as you've seen, even though he West says some really hurtful, divisive, and sometimes crazy things, he has a bit of a zealot following. Zealot following, and every time he releases something, it sells out. It's these two black guys who own White Lives Matter, and they not allowing y'all Kanye West to use it. I say fuck that. If I say fuck that, I go to Ye right now and say, Ye, what's up? What's good? I'm not selling you this shit. I own it, but we can do some business together. And you come up with this fucking plan. I don't know what the plan is, and I don't know how you will come up with it, but that's why you sit down, you have multiple minds, and y'all come up with some sort of plan to how you can capitalize off this shit, which is very easy. White Lives Matter shirt, them shit's going to sell out. Just go to a fucking rally or something. They'll sell out faster than anything, faster than the speed of light. They will sell out. You will make your money off of those White Lives Matter shirts. But I'll go to Ye. I say, yo, Ye, I'm not going to let you own this shit, but you can lease it. I'll lease it to you. But before I go to Ye, I'll have some plan where it's like some shit kicks in. I don't know. But I'll do the math on the prices of the t-shirts. Probably sell them for $40, $50 a pop. Maybe $100, depending on where you're at. Who knows, nigga? People buying them shits left and right. They gonna buy them just because they want to feel like they're a part of some shit. So I go to Yab like, look. I sit down with my partner and be like, yo. Damn, if we do it like this, if we lease him this shit, right? We do this, we get a percentage of each shirt. We lease it out to him for who God knows how much. How much do we, like, you got to take advantage of that shit. And then you put that money, or you go put up a piece of that money. And you can start your own real, if you're really that genuine about what you're doing, you can start your own little Black Lives Matter movement. And it doesn't have to be a Black Lives Matter movement, but that's what I'm saying. You got to, like, I just started thinking about this. So it is going to take a couple minutes and some time to actually come up with the dynamics of it all. You see what I'm saying? But if that's what you really want to do, this could be a stepping stone, bro. I know what you're saying is divisive and all that shit, but man, Kanye West can sell a billion of these shirts, which I believe he can, you take advantage of that shit, bro. You make your money and you figure out a way to start something else that's going to be great. You know, if you're genuine about this black thing, you know, you put certain things in certain spots, like you just figure it out. And that's something that you got to come up with. Because I don't think it's selling your soul. I don't think it would be selling your soul. And maybe those guys already got money. But I don't think it's selling your soul. You know, you take advantage of this guy. Shit. Why not? He's fucking exploiting motherfuckers. He's selling his shit. He's doing Make America Great Again for selling shoes. And he's taking everything to the fucking fullest extent. You play the background, you make your fucking quick $20 million off of this hype train. Cause it's gonna make that money. That White Lives Matter, them shirts gonna sell, bro. Kanye West be selling out stadiums. Them shits gonna sell $75 a pop, nigga. You gonna make your money, bro. You gonna make a cool, nice amount. And just lease it out to him. Don't, you know, lease it to him and tell him, look, this is the amount we want from each shirt that you sell, nigga. That way you still own that motherfucker. And you could do something with it, you know. Maybe you could make a saying like, you know, White Lives Matter, but so does, or something. I don't know. I don't know what you can do. I'm just throwing spitball and shit. I meant to say this at the beginning. Rest in peace to, you know, Takeoff. He got killed. They say it because, you know, Quavo was arguing over a dice game or a basketball game or something like that. And he got killed. A lot of people saying it was a stray bullet. So they had to be a stray bullet. I don't know. They had to be trying to kill Migos. I don't know how it could be a stray bullet. Like, the argument was with the bull and Migos. I don't see how it could be a stray bullet. Unless he was trying to kill Quavo. I know people saying is war on a rapper today, and I don't think that's the case. You know, it sounds good to say, and actually it sounds believable when you look at it on the surface. I don't think that there's a war out on rappers. I just think that it's just so many rappers. That's where it's at. It's not that it's a war out on rappers. It's just that it's so many. What's the chance of, like, literally, what is the chances of you getting into something and he's not a rapper? Like, you can accidentally get into something with somebody and he can be a rapper. That's how many rappers there are. So back then, maybe it wasn't like that, but it used to be this guy, 50 Cent, who used to rob all the celebrities. Like, they were targets. So it could be true, but I don't think it's true. I just think that it's a billion rappers today, where it used to didn't be that many. So it's like, I mean, the world is only but so fucking big. Like, where are you going to go and you not see these guys, bro? You know? And, like, for the Trouble guys, like, Trouble, he was caught up in another, you know, he was with a shorty and it's the girl, you know, boyfriend or ex was like, well, it's not like people are attending, like maybe, but with the King Von shit, wasn't they in like a fight or some shit like that? Like it was a fight or something? The guys who stayed in themselves and not really into that drama shit, they're not really being killed. Like the Takeoff one is tough because people were like, yo, he not really that type of dude to like for you to be like killing him type shit. But Nipsey Hussle, even with Nipsey Hussle, you can say what you want to say, but I was hearing that, you know, he called the bull a snitch. You can't fuck me. Like, so it's so, like, it might not be a good enough reason. It might not be a good reason at all, but there is a reason. It's not just a motherfucker coming and just shoot, kill you for nothing. And I think people forget, like, or people just don't know. Though, this is street shit, bro. Ego and pride is melted all into this shit. And it ain't, you can't just tell a nigga, I've been around him. You can't just tell a nigga, like, this don't mean what they feel like it means to them. It's nothing you can do. There's not enough convincing. You can convince a motherfucker if he truly gonna do. It's not enough convincing in the world that you can stop him from doing, you know. So you gotta realize a lot of these dudes, whether they're in the street or whether they're young, you know, a lot of these niggas was into some shit, bro. A lot of these young bucks was into something, bro. Like, maybe not the Pop Smoke one, because I was seeing that Pop, like, he accidentally showed his address on his Instagram or something. So there's times where it's like, yo, we catching somebody slipping. But if you really look back and look, a lot of these joints is because motherfuckers actually had beef and drama with motherfuckers, bro. Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful. You gotta move out here differently. I know people saying that it's hard, but I don't think it's hard at all, bro. I don't think it's that difficult, you know. I played a lot of the game Dolo myself. Dolo. By myself. I got stories right now that if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. Because it's insane. But that's what happens when you by yourself. You see some shit that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but there is a way to stay low. There is a way to stay low. There is a way to move accordingly. There is a way to, you know. There's a lot of rappers that's here. That's, I don't know. Never confuse education with intelligence. Intelligence isn't the ability to remember and repeat like they teach you in school. Intelligence is ability to learn from experience, solve problems, and use our knowledge to adapt to new situations.